Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Mila, Perek Gimel. In the last perek, the Rambam explained the procedure of the Brit Milah from the technical perspective of the acts involved. In this perek, he discusses the brachot recited during a Brit Milah and how they may vary depending on the context and circumstances. Halacha Aleph. Hamal mevarech kodem shiamul, baruch ata Hashem alokeinu melech haolam, asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu al hamila. Im haya mal ben chavero, v'im mal beno, mevarech v'tzivanu lamul et haben. V'avi haben mevarech bracha acheret, baruch ata Hashem alokeinu melech haolam, asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lachniso b'frito shel Avraham avinu. Shemitzvah al ha'av lamul et banav, yater al ha'mitzvah shemitzuvin kol Yisrael, shiamulu kol arel shebeneihen. Lefichach, im ein sham aviv, ein mevarchin achirim bracha zo. V'yesh mi shehora shivarchu ota beidin o echad min ha'am, ve'ein ra'ui la'asot kach. The first bracha, recited at the Brit, is the Birkat ha'mitzvah on the act of circumcision, recited by the Mohel. We've already seen the opinion of the Rambam in Hilchot Brachot Perek Yud Aleph, which he says here again, that the text of the bracha depends on who the mohel is. If it is the father of the baby, then the bracha is Asher Kedushanu Mitzvotav B'Tzivanu Lamul Et HaBen, as he is performing his personal mitzvah. But otherwise, the bracha is Al HaMila. This is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch as a minority opinion, but not accepted lahalacha. In practice, no matter who the mohel is, he recites the bracha of Al HaMila. The second bracha, recited by the father, is Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvotav B'Tzivanu Lachniso B'Vrito Shel Avraham Avinu. The Rambam doesn't explain what kind of bracha this is, nor why it is said. The language of Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvotav B'Tzivanu would suggest that it is a Birkat HaMitzvah. But this seems difficult, as there already is a Birkat HaMitzvah on Mila that we just discussed. We can raise two further difficulties with the idea that this is a Birkat HaMitzvah. One, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Rambam writes at the start of the halacha that the first bracha of Al HaMila or Lamulat HaBen is said Kodem Shi'imol, before the Mila itself, but he makes no mention of this condition regarding the bracha of Lachniso. If Lachniso were a Birkat HaMitzvah, it should be said before the mitzvah, like any Birkat HaMitzvah is said before. Whereas from the Rambam, it sounds like Lachniso is said after the Brit Mila. This indeed is the position of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfot in Masechet Psachim, that despite the language of le, which typically refers to an act which has yet to be done, the bracha of lehachniso is said after the milah, because it is not a birkat hamitzvah at all. Second, if lehachniso were a birkat hamitzvah, it would have to be said by the person performing the mitzvah. The Rambam says here that the father should be the one to say it, no matter what, even if the mohel is someone else. Furthermore, his explanation is somewhat long-winded. There is a greater mitzvah upon the father to circumcise his son than the mitzvah upon the Jewish people as a whole to circumcise all Arelim in their midst. And the Rambam says, Ein ra'ui, it is inappropriate for someone else to make this bracha. If this were a genuine birkat hamitzvah on a mitzvah performed by the father, then the language should have been much more clear-cut and unequivocal. It's the father's mitzvah, so he must say the bracha and no one else can, period. Instead, the Rambam leaves open the possibility that can be said by someone else, even if this is Eino Ra'ui. And indeed, the view of both Rabbeinu Tam, who we referred to earlier, and the Ravid here in his Asaga, is that someone else makes the bracha. The Ravid says it should be either an honored member of the congregation, or the Sandak, who holds the baby while the Mila is performed. To explain the essence of this mysterious bracha, Rav Soloveitchik suggests an idea parallel to his explanation of another situation of a second bracha on a mitzvah, the bracha of Al Mitzvat Tfilin, which we discussed in Hilchot Tfilin Perek Dalet. Some mitzvot, like Mila and Tfilin Shel Rosh, are not defined merely by an action. The action leaves an imprint and transforms the individual who performs it or upon whom it is performed. In the case of Mila, the act of the mitzvah is removing the orla, but the effect of this act is to bring the person being circumcised into the covenant of Avraham, which has a profound and lasting impact on his identity as a Jew. The bracha of Lachniso is said in order to mark this change, rather than on the act of the mitzvah itself, which already has the bracha of Al HaMila. Therefore, unlike a standard Birkat HaMitzvah, it can be said after the act of Milah, and according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid, it can be said lechatchila by someone else aside from the father. Even the Rambam agrees to this b'dieved, but believes that it should be said lechatchila by the father because of his unique role in seeing to it that his son joins this eternal covenant. In practice, in order to be yotze both the opinion that lahachniso should be said after the milah, and the opinion of other rishonim that it should be said before, the father recites the bracha right after the mohel cuts the skin, and before he does the second stage of priya. Since priya is a critical component of the milah, as we saw in the last perek, the father is considered to have made the bracha before the completion of the mitzvah. The Rambam adds at the end of Halacha Gimel that the father makes the bracha of shechianu, and we mentioned in Hilchot Brachot Perek Yud Aleph that this is the practice of Sfardim, as well as Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael. But Ashkenazim outside Eretz Yisrael follow the opinion of Tosfot and other Rishonim that Shechianu is not recited at a Brit Milah. This is based on the idea that the physical pain suffered by the baby detracts from the Simcha of the Brit Milah, precluding the possibility of saying Shechianu. The Gemara uses this fact to explain why we don't say Shasimcha Bimono in Birkat HaMazon at a Brit, like we say at a Sheva Brachot meal. Halacha Bet. Vim hayu sham omdin, omrin keshem shichnasto labrit, ken tachniso l'torah ul'chupa ul'masim tovim. V'achar kach mevarech avi ben o hamal, o echad min haomdim sham bracha zo. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kideish yedid mi beten, v'chok b'yishero sam, v'tzeetzaav chatam ba'ot brit kodesh, alkein bischar zot kel chai chelkenu la'ad, tzureinu tzavei kitzivita liktoshim lahatzil yedidut sherenu mishachat. Baruch atah Hashem korit habrit. After the assembled crowd responds to the first two brachot, or three, including Shechianu, someone in the group makes the bracha of Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten, which is a Birkat Shevach, speaking in general praise of the mitzvah of Milah. The Rambam makes no mention of wine, but the Shulchan Aruch rules that this bracha should be said in conjunction with a Borei Pri HaGafen on a cup of wine. The Tur and later poskim add after this bracha, recited by the same person, the paragraph beginning Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu, in which the baby is named, and in which we invoke the pasuk from Sefer Yechezkel of Va'omer lach b'damai chayi, Va'omer lach b'damai chayi, through this blood you shall live. In Halachot Dalet and Hay, the Rambam brings the brachot on the milah of a ger and of an eved. In each case, the Rambam lists one long bracha, but the Shulchan Aruch splits each into two, parallel to the two brachot of Al Hamila and Lachniso recited at the brit of a baby boy. In the case of an Eved, the Rambam, consistent with his opinion from the start of the Perek, distinguishes between the case of one's own Eved, in which case the bracha is Lamul et Avadim, and a case where the Eved belongs to someone else, in which case the bracha is Al Milat Avadim. Interestingly, even though the Shulchan Aruch preferred in the case of a baby the bracha of Al Hamilah, in the cases of both a ger and an eved, he adopts the language of Lamul in the bracha. The Rambam ends Halacha Hey by pointing out that whenever an adult is circumcised, like a ger or an eved, or someone getting himself a brit milah later in life, it is necessary to cover the erva while making the relevant brachot, as a bracha may not be recited in the presence of an erva. Halacha Vav. Ger shemal kodem shitgayer v'katan shnolad mahul, kishematifin mehen dam brit einan tzrichin bracha, v'chein androgynus, ein mevarchin al milato mipnei sheino vadai. We saw in Perek Aleph that a ger who was already circumcised as a non-Jew, as well as a child who was born without an orla, requires hatafat dam brit. The Rambam says that this is done without any bracha. The Shach, however, suggests that while the bracha of Al Hamilah is indeed skipped, the bracha of Lahachniso should be said. This makes sense in light of two points that we explained earlier. One, back in Perek Aleph, that Hatafat Dam Brit is a way of accomplishing the aspect of bringing someone into the covenant of Avram without the act of removing the Orla, which is impossible in the case of this Ger or Katan. Two, as we explained earlier in the name of Rav Salvechik, the bracha of Lahachniso relates to the transformation of the individual as a result of having joined the covenant of Avraham, and not to the technical act of removing the orla. Based on these two ideas, it makes sense to say the bracha of Lahachniso when doing Hatafat Dam Brit like the Shach suggests. The second point made by the Rambam here is that when Mila is performed on an androgynous, whose obligation in Mila is based on Safek, because we are not sure if he should be treated as male or female, there is similarly no bracha. The reason for this is simple. Mila is a mitzvah doraita, So in the case of safek, we need to be machmir to do the mitzvah. But brachot on mitzvot are midrabanan. And so in the case of safek, we need not be machmir. In addition, there is a concrete danger in saying an unnecessary bracha, as this, in the Rambam's view, represents a violation of the Isser Doraita of taking God's name in vain, as we saw in Hilchot Brachot Perek Aleph. The Ravid here, though, disagrees. In his view, in any case of a Safek Doraita, because one repeats the mitzvah itself, he also repeats the bracha which accompanies it. In the Ravid's view, the point of the bracha is to accompany the mitzvah, and it doesn't follow its own separate set of rules. Once we've decided to repeat the mitzvah based on the principle of safek doraita l'chumra, the bracha automatically accompanies it. There is no concern of bracha levatala here, because since the mitzvah needs to be performed, that itself means that the accompanying bracha is not being said in vain. Halacha zayin. Goy shetzarach lachtoch or lato mipnei makah o shchin shnolad ba, asur l'Yisrael lachtoch lo ota. Shagoyim lo ma'alin otan midei mita, v'lo moridin otan eleha. Va'af al pish naseit mitzvah birfuazo. Sh'ari lo nitkaven l'mitzvah. Lefichach im nitkaven agoy l'milah, mutar l'Yisrael amul oto. We saw in Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Yud that one may not actively benefit an idolater by curing him of disease or resolving any other medical problem. The listener is referred to our shir on that perek for an explanation of why this doesn't apply to the vast majority of non-Jews nowadays, based on the opinion of the Meiri. As further background to this halacha, we'll see at the very end of the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchot Melachim Perek Yud, the Rambam's opinion that non-Jews today require a brit milah, because the mitzvah applies to the descendants of Avram's last wife, Keturah, and every non-Jew today may be one of those descendants. So if a non-Jew wants a brit milah in order to fulfill the mitzvah, we may perform it for him. But if he needs to have his orla cut off for medical reasons, we may not help him, despite the fact that this also fulfills the mitzvah of brit milah, because his intent is not to perform a mitzvah, but rather to be rid of his medical problem. We should add that most poskim do not accept the Rambam's opinion in Hilchot Melachim that modern-day descendants of Keturah require brit milah, and the Ramah concludes that it is forbidden to perform milah on a non-Jew except as part of the process of conversion. The Rambam concludes the Perek and Hilchot Milah with some general words about the exalted status of the mitzvah of brit milah. Me'usahi ha'orla, shenitganu ba harishaim, shne'mar ki chol hagoyim arilim. Ugdolahi milah, shelo nikra Avraham Avinu shalem ad shemal, shne'mar hitalech lefanai ve'yei tamim, ve'tana v'riti beini uveinecha. V'chol ha'mefer brito shel Avraham Avinu v'hiniach orlato o meshacha, אף על פי שיש בעדו מעשים טובים הרבה, אין לו חלק לעולם הבא. בואו ראה כמה חמורה מילה, שלא נתלה למשה רבנו עליה אפילו שעה אחת, אף על פי שהיו בדרך. The Orla is considered repulsive, and the Navi Yirmiyahu uses the term Arilim to refer to non-Jews in a demeaning manner. The Shulchan Aruch rules that if a baby boy tragically dies before having undergone brit milah, the custom is to cut off his orla without a bracha before burial. As great a tzaddik as Avraham Avinu was, he was only called complete, tamim or shalem, after he had a brit milah, as attested to by the first psukim of Bereshit Perek Yud Zayin. One who violates the covenant with Avram by leaving his orla in place, or by pulling skin over his milah so that he appears uncircumcised, thereby loses his share in Olam Haba. An illustration of the severity of the mitzvah brit milah is the story in Parshat Shmot, in which Hashem almost punishes Moshe Rabbeinu with death for his negligence in giving his son a brit milah, even though they were on a journey at the time. The Rambam ends Halacha Yud with a point we saw back in Hilchot Brachot Perek Bet regarding why we mention Brit before Torah in the second bracha of Birkat HaMazon. Whereas the Torah was given with three covenants, at Har Sinai, in Arvot Moav, and once more in Parshat Nitzavim, the Brit Milah made with Avraham was cemented with 13 covenants, alluded to in the 13 times the word Brit is mentioned there in Bereshit Perek Yud Zayin, which the Rambam proceeds to quote at the end of the Halacha.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.